Bear and Deer. Narrated by Julie Abel. Narrated for Cupido in collaboration with Saga. Bear and Deer by Flora Denica. I'm so happy when I open up the chat room and click onto my profile. There's an hour left of the working day and you've written to me again. I call myself Melanie on the chat room, and you've gone saying from hello to dear yesterday when you wrote about how happy you were that you saw two deer in the forest. I called you sweet friend. I'd love to take you out to the forest and show you the animals, you wrote. We would sit in complete silence behind the tree in the edge of the clearing, and we would wait for them. When they would appear, I wouldn't say anything, just touch your hand and get your attention, then nod towards them. Sweet, sweet bear, I write. I would so love to go out and experience nature with you. It would be so safe and yet so scary because we would be completely alone. I send the message and check. Yes. You're online. The reply comes back immediately. Why would it be scary? Because I'm afraid we wouldn't be able to control ourselves. What do you mean? You write back. Are you afraid I'll lose my bearings and throw myself onto the deer to eat them? I smile when I see the pun on your username and keep typing. I'm more afraid of other things. Like what? That you'll throw me over something, I reply. Over the deer. Do you like raw meat? I ignore your reply and write. Or that you'll throw yourself over something other than the deer. Would that scare you? You ask. And that depends. On what? You ask. On whether I'm the one you're throwing yourself over. And what if I did? Then I'd be at your mercy, I type. Would you have anything against that, you ask, almost before I manage to send a reply to you. I love raw meat, I reply. At least, if it's bear meat, then I log off. Now you can sit there and stew. I relish the thought. I imagine you by your keyboard in your office. Your colleagues think that you're working diligently in your cozy little corner with your flat screen, but you're sitting there imagining me, imagining us. You have no idea who I am, have never seen so much as a photograph of Melanie, yet you sit there, a warm buzz spreading through your body, and a gorgeous bulge in your trousers. You've told me that you wear chinos, light brown and thin, dressed for the summer heat,